You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, are you ready to dig the scene coming straight out of my 78 RPM record machine? I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your furry leader, leading you into another episode of The Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. And I'm willing and able to hold the turntable stable, featuring another record label. Last week, we began our multi-part series on Lou Chud's Imperial Records. In part one, we focused on the early days of Imperial. Beginning in 1945, Lou Chud saw an opportunity to capitalize on music genres that were being ignored by the majors. He set up Imperial in Los Angeles and focused on Mexican Jump Records, selling hundreds of thousands to America's Hispanic community. Then Chud took a foray into the square dance market. At the time, record labels weren't producing square dance records, yet there were square dancing clubs all over the country. These two successes led Chud to also venture into rhythm and blues and blues. And in 1947, he started putting out some great R&B records. They were selling okay, but they weren't really making a splash until 1949. When he hired New Orleans native Dave Bartholomew to head up his A&R out of New Orleans, scout and sign new artists, and produce the recording sessions at Cosimo Matassa's J&M Recording Studios on Rampart Street. This collaboration with Bartholomew brought Smiley Lewis, Tommy Ridgely, Jewel King, and Fats Domino onto the Imperial roster. In early 1950, Fats Domino brought Imperial Records even more national recognition when the Fat Man went to number two on the national rhythm and blues lists. Archibald's retelling of the Stack Lee folk tale in mid-1950 took it to number 10. And that's where we left off part one. In part two, we're going to hear more of some of the artists that were established in part one, but we're also going to hear a lot more down-home blues. And there's a reason for that, and we'll get into that in just a couple of minutes. But speaking of blues, let's kick off the show with one of my personal favorite blues artists of all time. Originally from Linden, Texas, Aaron Tebow Walker, better known to the world as T-Bone Walker. Along with Les Paul, I don't think anybody else pre-rock and roll did more for the electric guitar than T-Bone Walker. He was a major influence on Chuck Berry and the great guitarists that would follow. Making his first recordings in the mid-1940s for the Rum Boogie label, he really established himself in 1946 with Call It Stormy Monday. Other hits followed on Black and White Records and Capitol Records like Bobby Sox Blues, West Side Baby, Mean Old World, T-Bone Shuffle, and many more. But then in 1950, he signed with Lou Chud and Imperial Records. He had a nice long stint on Imperial before moving on to Atlantic. And during the time he was on Imperial, he was even sent down to New Orleans to make some recordings. But not this one. This one, Strollin' with Bones, was recorded on the 5th of April, 1950, in Los Angeles. It didn't chart, but this jumper is a great way to kick off part two of the Imperial Record Story, featuring 1950 and 51. So let's get Strollin' with Bones. It's T-Bone Walker on the Juke in the Back.
Thank you. coming on the other side. I couldn't find my little baby, so I couldn't be satisfied. So I left Louisiana when I did old Mississippi show. So I left Louisiana when I did old Mississippi show. Well, I couldn't find my baby there. Oh, Lord, where'd the woman go?
Country Jim with Old River Blues. He was Jim Bledsoe, and he was born in 1925 in Shreveport, Louisiana. And even though that has a real down-home Delta blues kind of pre-war sound, it was recorded sometime in January of 1950. He had previously recorded for Pacemaker in 49, and then after a handful of records for Imperial, Country Jim went on to have a single release for Specialty. Man, you gotta love that they were still releasing Delta blues sounds like that in 1950. Now, on last week's show, part one, we ended with Archibald's retelling of the old folktale, Stack of Lee. Well, Leon Gross is back this week, and he wants you to shake it. Recorded on March 23rd of 1950, during the same session that yielded Stack of Lee. Stack went to number 10, Shake, Shake, Baby. Didn't make the charts. And it starts off in kind of the same manner as Stack of Lee, but it does take a turn into different territory. We're featuring Imperial Records. Here's Archibald with Shake, Shake, Baby.
She want money. She wants you. She want everything that a good man can use. Ah, you know you got to roll. You know you got to go. Don't you hear me talking, mama? Ah, you know you got to go. I say shake, shake, babe, I'm gonna buy you a beaded dress. I say shake, shake, babe, I'm gonna buy you a beaded dress. If you don't shake, babe, you gon' be just like the rest. I'm gonna cut your folks out, they're gonna trim your cheeks. I'm gonna cut your folks out, baby, gonna trim your cheeks. That's the only way, mama, you can get your wagon wheel greased. We'll be right back. like that. Oh, baby, why'd you speck of that? You took all of my money, bought yourself a hat.
Big mouth shut. Now you big talking shop dog both day and night. When it's time for action, you don't do nothing right. So keep your big mouth shut.
Keep your big mouth shut.
Yes, keep your big mouth shut.
Keep your big mouth shut.
Don't want to hear no if, or, and buts. Just keep your big mouth shut. So tired of listening to your yakety yak. Will you cool down, baby, till I call for your act? And keep your big mouth shut. Yes, keep your big mouth shut.
Keep your big mouth shut.
Don't want to hear no if, ors, and buts. Just keep your big mouth shut. Ba 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 bo day, ba 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 be do, be bo do, be bo do, be bo do, you do do, be bo be you do, bo do do do, you do bo bo do 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 do. Going out balling and have a good time. I'll try to get your two timing out of my mind. I want you to be happy, happy as can be. But there's one promise you gotta make to me. Keep your big mouth shut. Yes, keep your big mouth shut. Then we'll stroll on down to my little red hut. But you gotta keep your big mouth shut.
Ah yes, Mary Jewel King, backed by Dave Bartholomew's band, and Keep Your Big Mouth Shut from 1950. Of course, she scored a big one, a number four record, in March of 1950 with 3 times 7 equals 21. Unfortunately, Jewel King was never able to follow up that mathematics record. But Keep Your Big Mouth Shut was an admirable try. Oh, T-Bone Walker's back with another classic from 1950, spinning off of this week's feature, Imperial Records. This one was recorded on April 6th, 1950, the day after Strollin' with Bones, that kicked off this week's show, was recorded. Now, Strollin' was a jumpin' instrumental, and this one, The Hustle Is On, is a nice blues. We get to hear T-Bone sing, too. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying part two of Imperial Records. Here's T-Bone Walker with The Hustle Is On.
Yeah. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Carmine Mastrogiovanni. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Tonight, recorded in New Orleans in April of 1950 with Dave Bartholomew's band. And you know, he began his career with Pete Johnson on piano in 1938 with Rollin' Pete. And if you listen closely to the piano on Jumpin' Tonight, it sounds good, right? Sounds like it's kind of in the Pete Johnson boogie-woogie vein. You know who's playing that piano? It's Fats Domino, baby. And what a fantabulous band that Joe has backing him up on this. Of course, Bartholomew is on trumpet, Walden Frog Joseph on trombone, Joe Harris on alto, Clarence Hall and Herb Hardesty on tenor sax, Ernie McLean on guitar, Peter Chuck Batty on the bass, and Sir Thomas Moore on the tubs. Big Joe only had one session for Imperial, and by 1951,
he was making some great records for Atlantic. It's just amazing all the talent that passed through Imperial Records, and we're featuring that label, Part 2, 1950 and 51, on this week's Juke in the Back, your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, and I'm your host, Matt the Cat. And up next, we have one of the unsung entertainers of the 20th century, H.B. Barnum. Hiddle Brown Barnum was born in Houston on July 15, 1936. He was a child actor at age 4, winning a national talent contest. Barnum was featured in the 1942 Western, Valley of the Sun, with James Craig and Lucille Ball. From there, he started making regular appearances on Amos and Andy and even the Jack Benny program. As a child pianist, he made his first recordings with Imperial Records in 1950 as Pee-wee Barnum. A few years later, he was singing in doo-wop groups like the Deutones and eventually would join the Robins, replacing Bobby Nunn as both a baritone and bass singer. Bobby Nunn had left the Robins along with Carl Gardner to form the Coasters. Barnum continued to develop as a pianist, an arranger, and a producer. He recorded the original version of Nutrocker in 1962 as Jack B. Nimble and the Quicks. Unfortunately, that one didn't chart, but it was covered by B. Bumble and the Stingers, who took it to number 23 on the national charts. And I have to be honest with you, cats and kittens, before I started doing all of my research for these Imperial shows, I had no idea H.B. Barnum recorded for Imperial in 1950 under the name Pee-wee Barnum. So please join me as we dig on 14-year-old Pee-wee Barnum doing two-timing.
Say you've got an old man, baby, and you want me to love you too. I know I'm young, baby, but what are you trying to do? I love you, baby, and I don't know what to do. 'Cause one of these days, baby, your old man will catch up with you. That night you were at the party and making eyes at me. I didn't know you were married, baby, 'cause I would have let you be. I know, baby, that you're really not right at all. 'Cause you're flying high now, baby. Someday you're going to have a fall.
Every night about to me. Yes, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to let my baby be.
Antoine Fats Domino, who kind of bookended the year 1950, he began the year with The Fat Man, topping out at number 2 on the national charts. And by November of 1950, he was back with his second charting record, Every Night About This Time. It went to number 5. And right when that record was charting, his buddy, mentor, producer, and bandleader, Dave Bartholomew, was leaving Imperial. What happened? Well, apparently, Lou Chud, the label owner, and Dave Bartholomew, his best talent scout, had a falling out. There was a disagreement. Not sure exactly what it was about, but it was bad enough to get Dave to walk out. And for almost 2 years, he would record for King and talent scout for Specialty. He'd sign Lloyd Price to Art Roop's Specialty label in 52. And just think, if he was still scouting for Imperial, Lloyd Price would have been an Imperial artist. Thankfully, Chud and Bartholomew eventually made up. But you'll notice, after Bartholomew leaves, Lou Chud doesn't get the flow of great records from New Orleans that he had been getting with Bartholomew in state. You'll see as this episode continues. Up next, a cat from Waco, Texas. He moved to California after World War II and had his first records for the Spire label. After his stint with Imperial, he would go on to record for Specialty, Flair, Rhythm, and eventually in the early 60s, Arhuli. I'm talking about Mercy D. Walton, and he would have hits for Spire and Specialty, but nothing for Imperial. We're going to hear his very first Imperial release, recorded in Los Angeles in November of 1950. Here's Mercy D singing about a homely baby on The Juke in the Back.
Ha ha. baby know. That's when trouble rolls up to your door.
When you got your money, baby, don't be no clown. You up today, tomorrow you may be down. When you got your money, please don't mistreat your friend. Treat your neighbor as you treat yourself. Yeah, the maker said, treat your neighbor as you treat yourself. Because tomorrow you may be down like everybody else. See a fool with money, he don't last very long. Yeah, ever see a fool with money, he don't last very long. And a few days and hours, fools and me money will be gone.
Up today, down tomorrow, that's Smokey Hogg, born Andrew Smokey Hogg in West Connie, Texas in 1914. More Down Home Blues off this week's feature, Imperial Records, Part 2, 1950 and 51. He was a very accomplished blues guitarist, first recording for Decca in the late 1930s. By the late 40s, he's recording with Bullet, Modern, Sitting In With, Exclusive, Specialty, Federal, and even more than that. What we just heard, Up Today, Down Tomorrow, was cut at his first recording session for Imperial, held in December 1950. That record was issued in early 51. He would go away for a while, but in 1954, Smokey Hogg was back on Imperial. Up next is another rhythm and blues superstar that made a pit stop at Imperial Records during his long career. It's tenor honker Big J. McNeely. He recorded this in Hollywood in January of 1951 when he had assembled his own backing vocal group called Three Dots and a Dash, featuring a very young Jesse Belvin. Big J was still feeling the heat coming off his major number one smash, Deacon's Hop, which was on Savoy in 1949. He recorded a couple of good records for Imperial, but like many others, they didn't go anywhere. From 1951, here's J. McNeely and his orchestra featuring Three Dots and a Dash with All That Wine Is Gone.
All that wine is gone. bop, sitting in the corner, mad as I can be.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Imperial Records. And so Jay McNeely is back on our scene. This one was also recorded in January of 51. It's another vocal record, but this time joining Jesse Belvin is Mercy D, who we heard earlier in the show. If you look at the original 78, it says vocal by Dope and Skillet. And it's this week's Great 78. Here's Jay McNeely and his orchestra with Insect Ball.
Flowers hop past by the insect hall. The insect is having an insect ball. The music is furnished by a cricket band. And all the insects was right on hand.
The bedbug had a special invite. He couldn't go, he had to work that night. The flea rode up on a fine bull buck. Should have heard the band when it struck up.
Grasshopper hopped in, she looked about. She didn't say a word, she just hopped back out.
While all the insects were filled with glee, the ant did the boogie with the beat.
There was a head bug, red bug, scared bug, dead bug.
Wrong bug, right bug, white bug, light bug.
Skinny bugs, fat bugs, thinny bugs, flat bugs, fly, flea, gnats, bees, and ants in the BVD.
Got high and bit a groove in the floor. When they kicked him out, he had a hole in the door.
All good things must come to an end. The gnat opened the bottle that he thought was gin. He stepped to the bar for a drinking spree. What do you know? It was DDT.
Crawling
through the door, doing things, bugs.
never done before, like the Super Lou and the Way to Blue. They goes on old Big Jim.
Bob and the Bobcat, and I'm flowering with Matt the Cat on the Juke in the Bag.
Recorded in February of 1951, one of Fats Domino's greatest tunes, Don't You Lie to Me. He wrote it, and man, does he sell it. It's a mystery to me why that song didn't chart. I'm at the Cat, and we're featuring Imperial Records, Part 2, 1950 and 51 on this week's Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. Up next, Smiley Lewis returns. This one also did not chart. It comes from a session from April of 51. It's Smiley Lewis spinning off Imperial with Bee's Boogie.
She's got long black hair, she's got an Indian frown. She wears a number two shoe, and she do not run around. She's mine, she's mine. Yeah, she's fine, she's fine. Well, she's mellow to me. Let my boogie be. Let her be, man. Thank you.
Guitar Slim Jones, Bad Luck Is On Me. Yeah, that's Guitar Slim. His very first recordings were made for Imperial Records. That was recorded in New Orleans on May 16, 1951, with his backing group that he dubbed the Playboys, none other than Huey Piano Smith and Willie Nettles on the tubs. After only two releases on Imperial, he would go on to record his self-penned Feelin' Sad, which Ray Charles would record a few years later, for Jim Bullitt's JB label. From there, it was over to Specialty, where at the end of 1953, they released The Things That I Used to Do, which topped the rhythm and blues charts. After a great run on Specialty, he would close out his career on Atco Records. We lost Eddie Guitar Slim Jones on February 7th, 1959, at the age of 32. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part two, 1950 and 51, of our Imperial Records story. Join me next week, where we'll pick it up here in the middle of 1951 and carry it through into 52. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close it down with another Texas guitar bluesman. Born Melvin Jackson, he began recording as Little Son Jackson in 1948 for the Gold Star label. After that, he came over to Imperial, where Lou Chud released at least 20 singles on this cat. We're going to end this week's Juke in the Back with Imperial number 5131 and Time Changes Things. Here's Little Son Jackson. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you on the flip side next time. Bye-bye.
You know, always been told people that time time brings about a change. Always been told, people, that time brings about a change. Well, now you know I once have had gold and diamonds, but right now I'm in a strain. There's times I can be happy, but people, there's time I got to cry. There's times I can be happy, oh, but there's time I got to cry. Well, now there's times my baby broke my heart, but time will change things by and by.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.